Just hours from now, Israelis go to the polls to elect their 16th Knesset, or parliament. The latest opinion polls agree that Ariel Sharon's Likud party will win the right to form the next government, but it's still not clear what kind of coalition he'll put together. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on an election marked by uncertainty and voter apathy.
Israeli elections tend to be raucous affairs, but this year's campaign is generating a studied disinterest among the electorate. What passed for excitement this year is the rise of the secular Shinui Party, led by former television journalist Tommy Lapid. But this campaign stop yesterday in Jerusalem featured a visibly tired Lapid and a sluggish audience. Granted, Israel's increasingly religious capital is not Lapid country, but when his staff tried to spark a rousing welcome for their man, the crowd managed only tepid applause. The latest poll suggests that the Shinui rise may have peaked, but Lapid gamely pressed his strong suit, the exasperation of Israel's silent majority, at what's perceived as a free ride for ultra-Orthodox Jews.
People are really fed up with the privileges of the ultra-Orthodox who don't serve in the army and don't work and don't pay taxes and live off of other people's work.
The polls say Likud and Ariel Sharon have weathered corruption allegations and will be the largest party in the new government. But Likud will need partners. Sharon has said he would like another unity government with Labor, but he may be forced to rely on right-wing and religious parties. The Likud theme song says, "The people want Sharon. They want peace and experience." And the Prime Minister's camp has been sending positive messages to various groups. Thus, even as Israeli hawks cheered the army's offensive in the Gaza Strip this weekend, Israeli journalists were being told that Sharon is working on a peace plan based on President Bush's Mideast policy speech of last summer. Ultra-Orthodox Jews, meanwhile, read of so-called secret meetings, in which Sharon reportedly promised that Jews would soon return to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem's Old City. It was Sharon's visit to that site, revered by Muslims as home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that sparked the riots that turned into the current Intifada. The Labor Party, which dominated with 44 seats in the Knesset 11 years ago, is now expected to win fewer than 20. Labor leader Amram Mitzna has vowed not to repeat what he sees as Labor's mistake in joining a unity government with Sharon. In his final campaign ad, Mitzna was already speaking of the next election and pleading with voters to come back. I know what needs to be done, said Mitzna. I'm calling on you to come back home, come back to the Labor Party, so we don't wake up Wednesday morning and find out we've missed the opportunity to bring our country back to the sane, straight path, the path of peace. Labor and other left-wing parties could benefit from a strong turnout tomorrow by the 20% of Israelis who are Arabs, but many of those voters are disillusioned by Israel's swing to the right. At a gas station in the Arab-Israeli town of Taibe, 29-year-old Mohammed Azam says he has yet to hear a credible economic plan from any of the candidates.
I'm not going to vote because it's whether the Likud or the Labour Party, it's going to be nearly the same thing. And also, on the day of elections, I prefer to go to work.
As election workers prepare for their big day tomorrow, analysts say the big question is whether Sharon gives the conservatives what they want, a narrow right-wing coalition, or makes another effort to entice Labor into an encore performance as junior partner in the government. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.